The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 4, Knowing Krishna as He Is. We do not need any high qualifications to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever our social or intellectual position may be, we can offer prayers. We do not have to be very learned or very scholarly, nor do we have to present our prayers in nicely selected words that are poetic, rhetorical, or metaphorical. None of this is required, although if it is, it is very nice. We simply have to express our feelings, but in order to be able to do this, we have to be aware of our position. Once we are aware of our position, our feelings can be expressed sincerely and automatically. What is our position? This has been taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who teaches us how to pray in his prayer. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam bhajagadi shikamaye mama janmani janmani share bhavatat bhakti hoitaki toyi. Quote, O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I have any desire to enjoy beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. What I want only is that I may have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. End quote. Shikshastakam 4. In this prayer, the word Jagadish means, quote, Lord of the universe. Jagat means universe, and Isha means Lord. Whether we are Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, or whatever, we must acknowledge that there is a supreme controller of this universe. This cannot be denied by anyone who has faith in God. Our conviction should be that our Supreme Father is Jagadish, or Lord of the entire universe. Only Lord Jagadish is in control. Everyone else is controlled. The atheists, however, do not like this term because they do not like to think that they are in control, but actually this is not the case. All beings in the material world are subject to the three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance, but the Supreme Lord is above these modes. Tribir gunamayir bhavair, abhai sarvamidam jagat, mohitam nabijanati, mam abhya param avyam. Quote, deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above them and inexhaustible. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 7.13. The Brahma Samhita also gives us information regarding Jagadish, the Supreme. In that work, Lord Brahma says that the Supreme Controller is Lord Krishna himself, Ishvara Parama Krishna. The word Ishvara means controller, and the word Parama means supreme. All of us are controllers to some limited extent. If we have nothing to control, sometimes we keep a dog or cat, and so we can say, quote, my dear dog, please come here, end quote. In this way, we can think, quote, I am the controller, end quote. Sometimes the tables turn, however, and we find that the dog controls the master. This happens because, actually, no one is the controller, and everyone is controlled. Unfortunately, we are forgetful of this situation, and this forgetfulness is called Maya. We refuse to accept any controller of this universe because if we accept a controller, we have to account for our sinful activities, just as when we accept the government, we have to account for our unlawful activities. Our position is that we want to continue in our sinful activities, and therefore we deny the existence of a controller. This is the basic principle of godlessness. The current propaganda is that, quote, God is dead, end quote, is spread because people want to continue being rascals without restriction. This is the basic principle underlying the denial of God's existence. But however much we deny his existence, he will not die. In this regard, there is a Bengali proverb that says, Shakuni Shape Goro Marana. The word shakuni means vulture. Vultures enjoy dead animal carcasses, especially the carcass of a cow. Sometimes the vulture may go for days without a carcass, Therefore, this proverb says that the vulture curses the cow, wishing him to die. But this does not mean that the cow will die just to oblige the vulture. Similarly, these atheistic vultures want to see God dead so that they can take pleasure in thinking, quote, now God is dead and I can do anything I like, end quote. We must know for certain that there is a controller. That is the beginning of knowledge. Why should we deny this truth? In every field of activity, we find some finite controller. So, how can we deny the existence of an infinite controller in this creation? It is not without reason, therefore, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly uses this word, Jagadish, Lord of the Universe. He does not manufacture the term, for it is found in many different Vedic mantras. For instance, Tava kara kamalavare lakamba butashingam dalita hiranyakashipu tanubringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadishahare. Quote, O my Lord, your hands are very beautiful, like the lotus flower, but with your long nails you have ripped apart the wasp Hiranyakashipu. Unto you, Lord of the universe, do I offer my humble obeisances. End quote. Hiranyakashipu was an atheist who denied the existence of God. But God came as Lord Narsingadev, a half-man, half-lion incarnation, and killed him. Therefore, praise is given to the Lord as supreme controller of the universe and all living entities. Jai Jagadishahare. There is also another prayer. Jagannath Swami Nayanapatagami Bhava Tume. Quote, O Lord of the universe, please be visible unto me, end quote. In all these prayers, and in many others, the supreme controller of the universe is acknowledged. Everyone is trying to become supreme controllers, but it is not possible by individual, communal, or national effort. Because everyone is trying to be supreme, there is great competition in the world. The world is created in such a way, however, that no one can become supreme. Regardless of what position we place ourselves in, we will find that someone is inferior to us and that someone is superior. No one individual can say, quote, I am the supreme, no one is above me, end quote. Nor can anyone say, quote, I am the most inferior, no one is below me, end quote. Once we think that we are the most inferior, we'll immediately find that someone is inferior to us, and once we think that we are superior, we'll immediately find someone superior. This is our position. God's position, however, is not like this. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asserts his superiority himself in this way. Mata paratanam nanyat kinchit asti danandaya mayi sarvamidam protam sute mana ganaiva. Quote, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 7:7. God is asamodra, which means that no one is equal to or superior to him. If we find someone who has no superior, we can accept him as God. God, it can be defined as one who has no superior and who has no equal. This is the Vedic version. In the Upanishads, it is said, Natatsamas chabhyadikas chadishtyate. No one is found equal to or greater than him. Another characteristic of God is that he has nothing to do. In the material world, when a man is considered very important, he always has a great number of things to do. The President of the United States, for instance, is considered to be the supreme man in the country. But as soon as there is some disturbance in Central Europe or in any other place in the world, he immediately has to call a meeting of his cabinet and consider how to deal with the situation. So even he is required to do so many things. If he does not do anything, he is no longer the supreme man. In Vedic literatures, however, we find that God has nothing to do. Natasi karam karanam chavidite. Krishna may act in so many ways in the world, but it is not because he is required to do so. This is indicated in Bhagavad Gita. Name prasasi kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam varta eva chakarmani. Quote, O son of Prita, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems. Neither am I in want of anything, nor have I the need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in work. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 3.22. In this respect, it is interesting to note that one European gentleman who went to Calcutta and visited several temples noted that in the temple of the goddess Kali, the deity had a very ferocious figure with a chopper in hand and was cutting off the heads of demons and wearing them as garlands. In other temples, he saw the deity engaged in similar activities, but when he came to the Radha Krishna temple, he said, quote, I find that in this temple there is God, end quote. When asked how he concluded this, he said, quote, In every temple I saw that the deity was doing something, but here I see that God is simply playing a flute and enjoying himself. He obviously has nothing to do, end quote. This is a very intelligent conclusion. Indeed, it is the Vedic conclusion. Nowadays, it is becoming fashionable for people to claim that they are becoming God by meditation. This means that by meditation, one is able to transform oneself into God. In other words, God meditates, and by his meditation, he becomes God. This is all nonsense. God is God, and he was always God and will always be God. Even as an infant in the lap of his mother, Krishna is God. No meditation was required, no austerity or penance. When Putana, the demonic witch, came to poison baby Krishna, she came as a beautiful young girl and asked Mother Yashoda, quote, Oh, Yashoda Mai, you have a very nice baby. Will you kindly give him to me so I can nurse him? End quote. Yashoda was a very simple village woman, and she said, quote, Oh, yes, you can take my child. End quote. Putana had smeared poison on her breasts, and she intended to kill Krishna by letting him suck them. This is the demonic spirit. Demons are always wanting to kill Krishna so they can say, quote, God is dead. There is no God. God is impersonal. End quote. Krishna was so kind to Putana that he allowed her to nurse him, but when he sucked her breast, he not only sucked out the poison, but her life as well. Putana fell to the ground, dead, and was immediately transformed into her original demoniac form. So, this is God. In the lap of his mother, he is God. He does not have to become God by meditation, penance, austerity, or by following rules and regulations. He is substantially and eternally God, and he has nothing to do. If one claims that he can become God by worshiping such and such deity or by meditating, we should immediately take it that he is not God, but a dog. In understanding God, we must be careful to accept the Vedic conclusion only. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidite. God has nothing to do. Why would God have something to do? Why would God have to do something to become God? If we manufacture gold, that is artificial gold, not real gold. Gold is natural, and similarly, God is natural. In his childhood pastimes, in the lap of his mother, he is God. While he is playing with his boyfriends, he is God. While he's dancing, he's God. While he's fighting at Kurukshetra, he is God. While he's married to his queens, he is God. And while he is speaking, he is God. There is no difficulty in understanding God. All that is required of us is that we listen to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Aham sarvasya pavabha mata sarvam prabhartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanvita. Quote, I am the source of everything. From me, the entire creation flows. Knowing this, the wise worship me with all their hearts. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 10.8. This means that Sri Krishna is the fountainhead of Lord Shiva and the origin of Vishnu and of Brahma and, of course, all the other demigods and other living creatures. He further says, Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mata mana sastra dhyanani prakatishtani karshati. Quote, The living entities in this conditioned world are my fragmental parts, and they are eternal. But due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind." End quote. Bhagavad Gita 15.7. In the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma explains that if we are looking for God, here is God. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadai varidyeshu vilokyanti yam sham sundaram achintya gunasarupam govindam adipurusham tamham jami. Quote, "I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shamasundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see within in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love." End quote. Brahma Samhita 5.38. There are similar descriptions everywhere in Vedic literature, but rascals and demons are so obstinate that even though Krishna is confirmed to be the supreme God by the 12 standard acharyas, Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Bhishma, the Kumars, Kapila, Manu, etc., and by Vyas, Devala, and many other devotees, they still refuse to accept him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also confirms that Krishna is the Supreme Godhead, and then the Srimad Bhagavatam says, quote, "Krishna tu Bhagavan Swayam." Srimad Bhagavatam gives a list of all incarnations of God, and at last concludes that the name Krishna, which appears in this list, indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas all other names represent manifestations or incarnations. Ete chamsa kala pumsam. All names of God or are either parts of God or portions of parts. The parts are called amsa, and the portions of parts are called kala. As living entities, we are amsa, but we are very fragmental amsa. All others are either amsa or kala, but Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our prayer should be directed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one else. Therefore, we pray with Brahma. Chintamani prakarashad mashu kalpa riksha laksavriteshu surabhid abhipaliyamtam Lakshmi shahasya shatasham brahma sevyamanam Govinda madi prusham tamham jami. Quote, "I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, fulfilling all desire, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of wish-fulfilling trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis, or gopis." End quote. Brahma Samhita 5.29. Here, Krishna is called the original person, Adipurusha. We are all persons. Our father is a person, therefore we are persons. If we trace our father's father back, we will find that he was also a person, and that his father was a person, and so on, all the way back to Lord Brahma, who was the first created person in this universe. Then we will also find that Lord Brahma's father, Vishnu, is also a person. Everyone is a person, and Krishna is the Supreme Person. The impersonalist's understanding of God is called Nirachara. Ni means, quote, negative, end quote, and acara means, quote, form, end quote. So nirachara means, quote, negative form, end quote. The impersonalists are mistaken when they think that God has no form at all. The word nirachara does not indicate that he has no form, but that he has no material form, as we do. Form is there, but it is not material. It is spiritual form. What is the value of our form? This form will be changed after a few years, as soon as we give up the body. Our forms are changed just as we change our suits and dresses. But God does not have a form like this. Therefore, he is sometimes called Nirarcha. Form is there, and that has also been explained in the Brahma Samhita. Lord Brahma describes his form in this way. Vinam kvanantam aravinda dalaya taksham barharavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpa kota karmaniya visheshashobam govinda madhiprusham tahamam janji angani sayasya sakalendri avritimanti pashanti panti kalyanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadat ujwala vigyahasya govinda madhiprusham tamham jami. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept at playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head bedecked with a peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, and substantiality, and thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all of the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. End quote. Brahma Samhita 5:30 and 32. This form has nothing whatsoever to do with material forms. Impersonalists say, quote, "Oh, you say Krishna has a form? If so, how can you say that he is the Supreme? The impersonal Brahman is the Supreme, and the impersonal Brahman is formless. But we have information from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman. Ramano hi pratishtitam amrityavyasyacha shashvatasya cha dharmasya shukshaya khan tikasyacha." Quote, "And I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is immortal and imperishable, eternal, the constitutional position of the ultimate happiness." End quote. Bhagavad Gita 14:27. Krishna certainly has form, but his form, as stated before, is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, eternal, full of not bliss, and full of knowledge. The attributes of his transcendental body are summarized by Lord Brahma in this way: Ishara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarna Karna. Quote, "Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes." End quote. Brahma Samhita 5:1. The word Govinda means, quote, "he who gives pleasure to the senses." End quote. We perceive pleasure through our senses, and therefore Krishna, who is the reservoir of pleasure, is called Govinda. If we serve Krishna with purified senses, we will begin to relish the pleasure of that supreme reservoir. How can we describe God or understand his glories? It is not possible. God is unlimited. Regardless of our finite limitations, however, we can express our own feelings and say, quote, "My God, my Lord," end quote. This will be accepted. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us to pray in this way: Ayi nanda tanu jikinkaram patitam mam bishame babambado kripa tava pada pankajas dita dudu shadisham bishintaya. Quote, "O son of Maharaj Nanda, I'm your eternal servitor. And although I am so, somehow or other I have fallen in the ocean of birth and death. Please, therefore, pick me up from this ocean of death and fix me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet." End quote. Shikshastakam 5. This should be the standard of prayer. We only want to be placed as one of the atoms at Krishna's lotus feet to render service unto him. Everyone is praying to God with some interest, but even if we pray to God, quote, "give me some money, give me relief, a nice house, a nice wife, or nice food," end quote, that is also good. Yet this is not to the standard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer. Our only prayer should be that the Lord enable us to serve him birth after birth. Our prayer should be, quote, "Dear Lord, you are so great that I want to engage in your service. I have been serving all these rascals, and I am not satisfied. Now I have come to you. Please engage me in your service," end quote. This is the last word in prayer. Some people complain that when they pray to God, they do not feel his presence. We should know that this is due to our incapacities, not God's. There are two conceptions of presence, the physical conception and the vibrational conception. The physical conception is temporary, whereas the vibrational conception is eternal. When we enjoy or relish the vibration of Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita or when we chant Hare Krishna, we should know that by those vibrations he is immediately present. He is absolute, and because of this, his vibration is just as important as his physical presence. When we feel separation from Krishna or the spiritual master, we should just try to remember their words of instructions, and we will no longer feel that separation. Such association with Krishna and the spiritual master should be association by vibration, not physical presence. That is also real association. We put so much stress on seeing, but when Krishna was present on this earth, many people saw him and did not realize that he is God. So what is the advantage of seeing? By seeing Krishna, we will not understand him, but by listening carefully to his teachings, we can come to the platform of understanding. We can touch Krishna immediately by sound vibration. Therefore, we should give more stress to the sound vibration of Krishna and of the spiritual master. Then we'll feel happy and won't feel separation. From Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that when Krishna departed from this world, Arjuna was overwhelmed with sorrow. But when he began to remember the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, he became pacified. Arjuna was Krishna's constant friend, and so when Krishna went to his abode, Arjuna was overwhelmed, but just by remembering his teachings, he got relief from the pains of separation. Thus, whenever we feel separation, it is best to remember the teachings. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita were imparted to Arjuna for his happiness and for the happiness of all men. This is indicated by Krishna at the beginning of the 10th chapter when he says, Bhuya eva mahabaho shinu me paramam bacha yat te ham priya manaya vakshyami hita karmyaya. Quote, again, O mighty armed Arjuna, listen to my supreme word, which I shall impart to you for your benefit and which will give you great joy. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 10.1. By hearing the words of Lord Krishna and following them carefully, we will attain not only peace in the world, but the supreme peace, param shantim. All that is required is that we seek refuge in the lotus feet of Krishna and render service unto him by chanting his glories and pushing this Krishna consciousness movement in every town and village of the world. It is Krishna's promise that by such surrender, peace and eternal life will come automatically. Tam eva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharata tat prashadat param shantim stanam prapsyasi shashvatam. Quote, O sign of Bart, surrender unto him in all respects, so that by his mercy you can have transcendental peace and the eternal abode. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 18.62.